This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Four o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show on a Tuesday. You know what that means. This hour we'll talk with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari, making his weekly visit coming up at 4:35.
Kevin LaVoy.
If you missed our conversation with John Henson earlier, that's coming your way at 5:35. And yes, it is a Kim and LaVoy judgment day, and it's time to get to our Kim and LaVoy judgment of the day. Do you think the Badgers should be in the top four when the third edition of the college football playoff rankings come out tonight? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We know, obviously, Wisconsin knocked off Iowa this week. Also, over the weekend in college football, number one Georgia, they lost to Auburn, and it wasn't even close, 40-17. Notre Dame, number three, went down to Miami. They were embarrassed, 41-8. TCU lost this week. They lost 38-20 against Oklahoma. Number two Alabama, number four Clemson. They don't remain undefeated. Alabama does. Clemson stays at 9-1. But when four teams ahead of you in the standings, GE, lose on the same weekend, and you're the number eight team in the country, you certainly move into the college football playoff picture, don't you?
Why don't you go ahead, Rami?
Why don't I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why? You're the former Badger.
I know. I thought we'll shake it up a little bit.
I thought they should have been in 2 weeks ago. So obviously I think they should be in tonight.
And go ahead and tell people why.
Because they're not Ohio State or Michigan. Because they're not a legacy franchise.
No, why they should be.
What do you mean? Because they're undefeated in a Power 5 conference.
Right. That's right.
Okay. But they won't be, because whenever Wisconsin's undefeated and leading this Power 5 conference, it must be a down year for the conference, and let's poo-poo the Wisconsin Badgers. That's what people do in college football, because if you don't have the right logo on the side of your helmet, or in Notre Dame's case, a golden helmet, then you're not worth giving real consideration.
Okay, so give me your, can you give me the top four teams, as because they're going to do this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me your top four teams tonight?
Alabama, Clemson.
You can put them in order you want to.
Yeah.
Fine.
Alabama, Clemson. I'd keep Georgia in there for now. They have just one loss. You don't take them from one to out of the top four. And then Wisconsin, number four.
So they beat out Oklahoma. Wisconsin takes out Oklahoma.
Yes. I'd put him ahead of Oklahoma.
So Alabama.
And if anything,
so you keep Georgia, and Georgia got a loss, right, this week?
Yes.
They got spanked
Auburn.
By Auburn.
If I'm moving anybody out of the top four for Oklahoma, it's Georgia. It's not Wisconsin, who remains undefeated.
So, what about Miami?
You have to give them some consideration as well.
Because they beat the brakes off of Notre Dame.
Sure did.
I might put Miami in over Clemson.
Right. Okay, so as we're talking about this, we're going to work through it,
and
Rami.
Those two teams are going to play each other
and that's
the SEC title.
Exactly.
Game.
So it will all
so
work out.
Shake out.
All this stuff's going to shake
right.
out.
Right.
So as we're working through this with you, and after you get past all your other stuff that you got going, I almost said
my hate for the NCAA.
Yeah. Yeah. After you get past all that.
Yeah.
So now you're starting to think a little bit, sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. So now we're bringing some stuff up. So give me your top four again. We know that Georgia got the brakes beat off them by Auburn. Was that at Auburn? Steve, I can't remember when it was.
I think
that.
So, yeah.
I know Miami, Notre Dame, that was at Miami.
I'm pretty sure that was at Auburn.
And that was fun to watch.
Okay.
Because if there's one thing I hate more than the NCAA, it's Notre Dame.
Yeah. Do you? I get you. Okay, fine. So
that game was at Auburn.
So now give me your top four.
Okay.
I mean, I'll let you change it a little bit.
Okay.
Now give me your top four again.
I'm going to stick with Alabama.
Okay, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you do have to put Miami in there.
Being
an undefeated SEC team.
Well, Miami's ACC.
Excuse me. My bad. I always mix those up.
I do too, all the time.
Wisconsin is in my top four. I don't know if I'd put them at number three. They're probably number four.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of figuring out who my number three team is, and it's probably Oklahoma.
Okay. Okay.
Or actually, maybe flip-flop Oklahoma and Miami. Bottom line is my top four are
Alabama. Miami has to be in your top four if the Badgers are in your
Alabama,
top four.
Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami, and Wisconsin.
Okay.
There. Thanks for working me through it.
That's what we're here for.
Yep.
That's what we're here for, bro.
They got to be in the top four now.
No.
If you're number eight and four of the teams ahead of you lose, you move into the top four.
No. I disagree with you, Ron.
That's just simple math.
No, the simple math is for, and if you can just get
and
past.
And by the way, I saw a tweet from ESPN Stats and Info over the weekend.
And I don't know where Steve weighs on this.
For all the talk about Wisconsin and their weak schedule,
yeah,
they have the sixth highest strength of schedule in the nation.
If you can get past.
No, that can't be right, Ron.
That can't be right.
No, you definitely read that wrong.
I read it absolutely right. I'm going to go find you the tweet.
Somebody did something wrong.
Yeah, there's no way.
Rummy, if you can get past your NCAA biases and then just stick to.
I'm the one with the bias.
Well, just stick to. If just stick to their record, who they're playing, and how they're winning games. If you just stick to that.
Okay.
To get to your top four. And that's all fine. Right. You've already given me your top four. Wisconsin is not in that mix to me. I mean, everybody's going to have 414-799-1250. Do you have Wisconsin in your top four right now? Because we're going to have it tonight. It's going to be on. Should they be in your top four tonight?
799-1250.
I don't.
So who's in your top four?
Let's go Alabama. Let's go Clemson. Let's go Oklahoma, Miami.
So, Clemson, Oklahoma, Miami, Alabama.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to put it on Twitter?
Yeah.
I think that's what I heard him tippity tapping on his keyboard right after you said that.
Well, this is what I do for this.
I know. I'm aware. I'm aware. Now, what about those teams and their wins puts them ahead of Wisconsin, who, by the way, thumped Iowa, who thumped Ohio State the week before?
And I don't know if people, and I don't know how they're doing this. They're watching the whole games of Wisconsin, the body of work. Rumdah, that game was.
Here it is. Per ESPN Stats and Info, strength of record, Miami, Bama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin.
That's still outside of the four, isn't it? Did you release those in order? Was that in order?
Yes.
Let's just say that's in order. That's...
Say that again, Robbie.
Miami, Bama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Georgia.
Right.
Yeah, so those top four are in over
Wisconsin.
That's
your top four. That's my top four.
And that's based on strength of schedule?
Those teams have losses.
Miami doesn't.
No, Miami and Bama don't.
Right.
Oklahoma does.
Right.
Clemson does.
Right.
Georgia does.
Right.
So I think you factor in their record and their strength of schedule. And I'm putting Wisconsin ahead of Georgia and ahead of Clemson.
Who did Clemson lose to?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
I don't have that in front of me.
Clemson lost to Syracuse with a backup quarterback.
Right.
A already bad Syracuse team.
Their starter got hurt.
With a backup quarterback.
Clemson's freshman quarterback got hurt in that game.
Right.
And that was also on the road on a Friday night.
I thought you meant Syracuse.
No.
Clemson.
Okay.
So 414-799-1250. Where y'all at on this? Rummy says they should be in the four. I said he shouldn't be. Steve has yet to weigh in.
I think it
is about strength of schedule. I think it is about how you go play teams. I mean, they were down to Indiana, Wisconsin was. And on a whole different subject, and I just don't believe in Hornibrook. I mean, that joker, it was like Hornibrook 14, the Badgers 7. I mean, it was just crazy that game.
But, okay, I'm not that big of a Alex Hornibrook proponent either, but – what did they hold Iowa to? 68 total yards?
No, yeah, they killed Iowa's offense.
It was all.
Okay, so.
It was all. On the flip side of that run, they should get some credit how well or how great that defense is playing.
No question.
They should.
Number one defense in the country.
Yeah, they should get some cool points. But that's just like everything else. Teams don't get those sexy picks or sexy points on defense. That is just across the board. Football is about offense. It's about offensive scoring. It's about your running back. It's about how sexy your quarterback is. It's about if you got that 6'5 receiver.
Right. It's not about if you have a team that can win football games.
Well, if you,
it's about all that eye test.
It's
BS.
About the eye test stuff, offensive. But that's football in general. That's not NCAA. That's football in general. I mean, if you look at the NFL, that's why the NFL have changed their rules. That's why the defense is
where they
are.
No, but in the NFL, they're not going to say you don't get in the playoffs even though you have a better
record. I'm just telling you
about – because your quarterback isn't as flashy and sexy.
No. That's not – I'm just telling you about offenses in general in the game of football. That's what offenses are. I mean, Oklahoma, they – didn't they give it like 50 points to like Oklahoma State? I mean, that was just crazy.
Oklahoma. They start talking about not blowing teams out. Okay, they blew out UTEP 56-7. They beat Ohio State 31-16. They beat Tulane 56-14. Now here comes the regular season or conference schedule.
Pac-12, right?
They beat Baylor 49-41. They lose at home to Iowa State. Iowa State went into Norman and beat them 38-31. Oklahoma goes to Texas and barely escapes with a five-point victory, 29-24. They go to Kansas State and win by 7, 42-35. They come home, they beat Texas Tech, fine, 49-27. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, like you said, 62-52.
Yeah, they get a bunch of points.
And then they come home and they beat TCU 38-20.
Right. And so TCU was ranked.
For me, TCU was 11, right. Oklahoma State was 10.
And Oklahoma, right.
TCU and Ohio was State was 8 when they
exactly.
played.
Exactly.
For me,
can you give me your top four after a break?
Sure, I want to hear Leroy's too.
I want to hear Leroy's too.
Absolutely.
First, I want to hear Gary tell me about Northern Brewer.
My good friends over at Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 Greenfield Avenue, where you can become your own brewmaster, where you can make your own beer, guys, wine, soda, also cheese. Yes, cheese making ability. They have that over there. The brew kitchen,
cheese and beer
it,
goes together. Good.
It's right there when you walk into the left side and you walk into your right. All the brew kits are there, ready to go. Equipped with barley, grains, and hops. Guys, it is a great, great hobby to have. Go try them out. Free. Brewing classes are free right now every Saturday. Go check my good friends out right now at Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 in Greenfield Ave.
Do you have the Badgers in your top four? Should they be tonight when the new college football playoff rankings come out? We'll hear Sparky's top four, Leroy's top four, and yours right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show. It's a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. If you missed our conversation with John Henson on a Bucks Tuesday, that's coming your way at 5:35. But joining us right now...
those are kind of what we like to call statement drives. Hey, let's build one, you know, one play at a time. Let's chip away.
Now, it's time to go under the helmet.
Anytime that you can march over 90-plus yards down the field and come away with 7 points, I think that's definitely a momentum changer.
With Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari. Brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Great brands, great value since 1955.
Hey, real quick. I just want to say this. I saw pads popping on defense. I saw playmakers making plays. And Brett. I saw you being Brett. Hey, bring it in. Let's go. Let's go now. It feels good. Let's have it again.
Tackle.
Pack on three. One, two, three. Pack.
And that guy right there joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. David, how you doing this afternoon, man?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're doing well.
Where is that on our show? All that fire and clapping of the hands. You don't ever come on and go, hey, big show, woo, let's go.
Do you want him to do that? You want him to come on the show fired
just
up like that?
Something different, you know? Yeah.
David, we see those videos from time to time come out of the locker room, and it's usually from the team's social media site. I've never seen one featuring you, though. Are you a vocal guy in the locker room often like that?
Not really. Only a few times. But, I mean, pretty much with that, every week coach votes a captain on offense, defense, special teams, and I happen to be the offensive captain for that week. And then with that, you know, usually comes a pregame speech that you give the team before we all head out there. And coach asked me to, and then postgame he wanted me to call everyone up. So I just thought I'd give a couple extra words before I broke it down.
I would imagine that when you go out on that field and it's sleeting or whatever it was doing on the field, you as offensive lineman got to get pretty excited because you know you're going to be running the football. You know you're going to have the advantage for sure from a lineman standpoint in those conditions. Is that pretty much advantage offensive line when you have those slick conditions and wet, messy conditions out there?
It does benefit. It just depends on what kind of style you're going to run. You know, smash mouth, A-gap runs going straight downhill. It's hard for the defensive lineman to kind of really brace and hold up because the ground will, you know, there's a chance it can give out on you. The conditions for as it was, the field's so sloppy with how long the grass is and everything that it really, like, I didn't slip once. There wasn't too slippery, to be honest.
You know, with that being said, I was concerned about you because of the field, because of that playing surface.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, because he's already got a pull of hammy, I believe it was. And in those conditions, it's cold, wet, rainy, then plus that field, it's relatively easy to pull something and not stay warm.
Yeah, I mean, the way it happened last time was also, you know, a slick field. So, the good thing is kind of what happened to me was some sort of, you know, more or less an anomaly. Just got thrown into the splits. So, you know, I thankfully didn't get in that position again. One of my teammates actually got close to it, and you see him like kind of forfeit himself and pull his leg back instead of, you know, keep going with the splits. I was like, dude, you got lucky. I've been there before. It sucks.
Talk a little bit about Huntley and his play. It felt like that he is trying to grasp the offense a little bit better than he did the week before. Made a lot of great throws. Can you talk about his maturation at that quarterback position after three games?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen steady improvement every week, and that honestly comes down to just playing. You know, practice is practice. In the day, you try to, you know, emulate certain situations and, you know, crucial plays. But at the end of the day, getting those game reps are invaluable. You know, you can't really put a number, a value on it. So for him to get those games in, you can see he's starting to get a little more comfortable, kind of able to see it a little bit more. And, I mean, it is only three games, but starting to, I wouldn't say slow down because it takes a while for the game to really start slowing down, but he's thinking less and kind of seeing more. You know, his vision's widening, which is nice.
I saw a couple times where it feels like he is getting a little bit more freedom in the offense. I saw a couple times where he kind of picked the ball up and threw it out to Devontae, threw it out to Jordy. I mean, I normally you see Rodgers do that a lot, but it felt like he was now trying to incorporate that into the game plan.
Yeah, and those throws are huge, honestly. I mean, we don't even know those are happening, and those are big plays. They add to, you know, obviously the passing game, but it also it's some sort of a, you know, a play action-esque feel. I mean, granted, you know, we call the run, but it's his choice what he wants to do, whether they're playing, you know, off coverage. So that's big. And moving forward, you know, teams are going to have to, you know, they're going to have to, you know, obviously scout that, look at that, and then be able to adjust because they can't just play off and load up the box now.
David, I want to ask you a serious question. Would you ever? What's the most you've ever cut? Inches you've ever cut off your hair?
What's the most I've ever cut off my hair?
Yeah, because Rami,
I got a trim, man, and he's freaking out. I took off 2 inches. He's freaking out.
This man cut 2 inches off his hair. If his hair was perfect like yours, I just don't know if you. Then he tried to explain all this split end stuff. I was in a beauty salon with the women.
Let two guys with great hair talk for a second here, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
You got to get a trim from time to time, right, David? Otherwise, it gets all uneven and scraggly. You got split ends. You got to trim it up every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. My 21-year-old self would say, no, I don't care. But how I started, honestly, cutting my hair was I saw this woman. And I met her actually out in L.A., and she actually be a hairstylist. And she's like, I need to, like, take care of your hair because it is – I was like a lion's mane. So she kind of assumed the role, and I was like, all right, well, I mean, I'm not I don't – like, I told her, I'm like, I'm not paying for this. I don't care at all. She goes, all right, I'll just do it myself. Don't worry. And she does a great job with it, and I'm thankful. But, I mean, how many inches did she cut off? I think at one time probably, like, almost 4 or 5 inches.
Ooh. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you bailed him out.
That's a one-time thing.
I'm validated and justified. I appreciate it.
And the guy you just...
She did that going into season, so then because in season I don't cut it at all, so it'll get really long. So right now it's pretty long.
Right.
Okay, that's nice.
I got a protection question, but before I get a protection question, it's a possibility you guys may get Brett Good back. How's it going to be two guys in the locker room named Brett. That's going to be kind of difficult when you just yell out, hey, Brett.
I mean, it was like that, you know, years prior. I'm just happy to see Brett get back. Brett
Me
Good
too. Me too.
Great teammate. Always enjoyed him being around. And, you know, with whatever special team woes have been going on, hopefully he clears it all up.
Right.
And end to it, because when it comes to those operations, you don't want to have to think about it.
Absolutely. Let's get to some football now. I was wondering, it was a couple of sacks that I wanted to particularly talk about. One just came right over, like over Jahari Evans. I'm not sure if he missed that or not. That's not what I'm going to talk about. The one that is actually was a three-man line, and the outside guy, 22, from the Bears were able to get a clean look. Now, it seemed like to me you took the defensive end down. Was Lane Taylor supposed to pop out, or maybe a different? Do we slide the line to the left, or something
no,
that you just have to pick
so
up?
I know the player you're talking about. So pretty
yeah.
much we the
don't go too in too many details, but just tell me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, the protection was going right, and my end crashed. And by the time everything went away from Lane, he was coming back out, and we were off levels. Because in that end, we would try and save it. Technically, it's the quarterback's guy. He's got to see it and throw hot.
Right.
Since we would ID him, but in a perfect world, is you know he everyone recognizes it. He takes over my man, and then I'm able to be essentially kind of get like a bonus point and try and go out there and try and save a hit. Is what.
Now, could he change the protection, him or Corey Lenz, and maybe get a Louis call or something we used to call it, and slide it left from right and maybe have Cobb pick up the right end before he goes out, or that's too complicated?
I mean, we can do whatever we want, protections, but it was just kind of, you know, game plan going into that week, what we had talked about based on what front, where we were going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, with how the offensive line was shifting, we wanted to try and, as much as we can, go to the right, put me in Lane by ourselves.
Talking with David Bakhtiari of the Green Bay Packers here on the Wendy's Big Show. So Martellus Bennett isn't a Packer, but Martellus Bennett plays for the New England Patriots on Sunday night. Your thoughts?
We don't talk about players on other teams. Oh, you were talking to me or David?
I don't ever talk to you.
Oh, my bad.
Go ahead, David.
Go ahead, David.
Man. I'll just
just don't swear.
Talk to a guy.
Just don't swear.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think my lack of words can speak more than my actual words. But at the end of the day, it was. I think a guy said it best. You know, you said, David, you can play for another 20 years. You'll never see something like that ever happen again. Mm. So I'll just leave it at that.
But I think the biggest thing about that though is that because Doc McKenzie really can't see anything, I think he attacked Doc McKenzie more than anything else. And here's a guy that really can't, you know, they're not going to go out there and fight against that. And I think,
yeah,
to me, that's a big problem.
And if I can take just a couple seconds, I just want to say this is, you know, Doc McKenzie's been fantastic from years prior that I've heard. I've seen him work with other guys and with myself. In my injury, even this year, I can say he was so against me not playing for a long time. And I'm the one who basically like, I'm going to play in the Minnesota. I don't care. And his rule was, I'm okay with you playing the second you feel anything, we're shutting you down. And that was basically the only way I was going to be able to get into that game. So he is not at all how other players outside the organization have tried to describe him. And he's definitely a player's first mentality. And I have the utmost respect for our doctor.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's talk pre-controversy, before this whole thing happened last week. What kind of teammate was Martellus Bennett? Was he ever a distraction? Did you ever feel like he quit on the team?
I mean, he was cool. He was fun. We had, we definitely had some moments where we were laughing and, you know, he had some good points. Just, you know, all the stuff he had said when he was around us, and then his actions, you know, leading up to this and post this whole situation, just kind of, takes the credibility away from things he was saying. But I mean, other than that, I mean, outside, I mean, he was a funny guy. You know, he was nice to be around. It's not like he was picking fights with anybody.
And I think when you, which is great, I thought it was tough also too, Dave, because you had all that crap going on with him, and then you got to go to Chicago and try to win a doggone game with still a quarterback that's still trying to learn what to do.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice, you know, kind of, you know, whatever situation he's trying to, you know, whatever clouds he's trying to put on the organization and around us, you know, we were able to move on from that quickly, and I think it was a breath of fresh air going into the game and, you know, get the guys that want to compete, that want to contribute to this organization, mm-hmm. want to get us to a win. We were able to go out there and effectively do that, and it felt good from top to bottom.
You know, a lot of people didn't give the Bears. I think their defense. I think at one point they have a top 10 defense. They do a lot of different things up front. Did they confuse you guys much up front as far as blitz pickup and those types of things with Huntley?
Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna say this. I mean, a lot of people probably listening that are Packer fans. They want to say the Bears suck. The Bears suck. The Bears
yes,
suck.
That's what we're getting. Just so you know,
that defense is a very good defense. So, no matter what, you know, you have credit to do that. That is a very good defense. Extremely good front seven. A great defensive coordinator. And yes, me and actually Lane Taylor after the game were like, that was like taking a freaking test the entire time. The multiple fronts, everything they're giving us, like every couple plays, I'm getting a new guy I have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, they kept rotating guys. It's hard to build a rhythm, kind of figure a guy out. You know, the second you start to feel comfortable with the guy, boom, they interchange a new guy. They're going from three down fronts to four down fronts to Oki fronts. You know, it was just, you know, 357, 325s. There's so many things going on. That at times it was definitely confusing.
Yeah, are they blitzing Huntley more, you think, than they would Rodgers, or is that just their deal?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't honestly say because at that point, you know, a lot of times in pass plays, you know, if the blitz, I can't tell if there's even a blitz because if it's coming off the right side, you know, my end's rushing. I can't really notice too much.
Yeah,
I don't get the best view of the house.
Yeah, speaking of front,
I didn't see them blitzing, you know, more or less than previous teams.
Okay, speaking of fronts, the Ravens played quite a few fronts. Sometimes they have guys standing. Sometimes you look up, they got eight men across. You know, Terrell Suggs likes to get in a real wide nine. I know you got the kick step ready for those guys, but what kind of difficult will it be getting on a front? Like those guys, because they got a very good pass secondary, but they give you different fronts up on the defensive front.
You know, the good thing about it is we just played a team that, you know, does a lot of fronts that Baltimore will want to do. So we're already, you know, kind of versed in what we should expect, which is nice. And a lot of plays that we have, you know, have already been adjusted to those fronts. So we kind of got a head start, which is nice.
Yeah, put that kick step on them. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure they trip what I know, man.
That is David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle, and our guest every Tuesday right around 4:35, and we always appreciate it, David. Thank you very much, man.
Don't be cutting your hair 4 and 5 inches.
Well, he
man.
Said he doesn't get a cut during the season. He waits till next season. Preseason he gets a cut, right, David?
Yeah, right before I come back.
All right, so the locks aren't going anywhere. We appreciate it, David. Thanks as always, man.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys.
David Bakhtiari joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking. Just talked with David Bakhtiari. That means it's football season. I'm telling you, there's no place better to get your football on than my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave and Buster's. Make them your home for your game viewing experience as well. Not just football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is you're trying to watch. They got flat screens as far as the eye can see. And in that amazing D&B Sports Lounge, three 161-inch screens, eight 75-inch screens for the ultimate viewing experience. And check out the football season specials every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. $5 appetizers like the Huddle of Nachos, Spinach Dip, Mozzarella Sticks, $3.50 for 22-ounce tappers of Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Bud Light. And as always, you got the $1 Million Midway with the latest and greatest in arcade games for your halftime enjoyment. And start thinking about booking your company's holiday party right now. Stop putting it off. Call Dave & Buster's. You can even do a Dave & Buster's takeover where you rent out the whole place. But no matter the size of your party, call Ben at 414-454-0100. That's Ben. And that number again, 414-454-0100. Let him and his awesome staff handle all the details. So all you have to do is eat, drink, play, and watch sports at Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue. We'll break, then reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on them. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.